We learned in the previous daf that if a tzaduki was mivatel rishos, he gave up his rights to the mavoi, Rav Gamliel advised immediately using the mavoi so that the tzaduki will no longer be able to reclaim his rights in the mavoi. So the Gemara asks, how can we suggest that if you use the mavoi and then the tzaduki uses it, the mavoi remains mutter? Considering that a mayor says in a Mishnah that somebody who's mivatel rishos and then carries in the mavoi does make it also for others to carry. So the Gemara gives two answers. First, I'm Rav Yosef, Ema, Eino Osa. And the Mishnah should read that Rameir holds that the Mavoi does not become Aser. Second, Abaye answers that the Braisa, which assumes the Mavoi would remain Mutter, is speaking about a case where the religious residents already did something to claim the rights in the Mavoi, while the Mishnah, which assumes the Mavoi would become Aser, is speaking about a case where the religious residents never did anything to claim the rights in the Mavoi. We have an explicit Braisa where Rameir makes this very distinction between Hichzik Vinei Mavoi B'Mavoi, when the members of the Mavoi made use of it to claim their rights, and when they did not make use of it to claim their rights. In Rabbi Yehuda's version of the story with Rav Gamliel's father, the advice was to carry whatever was needed in the chaser before Shabbos, since the tzaduki giving up the rights was worthless. Apparently, because we view him as a non-Jew, it could not be mivatel rishus. Ay va'anan ad shelo yotzi tanan. But a narrow version of the Mishnah, the implication is that his bitul rishus is effective until the tzaduki actually uses the mavui, implying that we view him as a Jew and allow him to be mivatel rishus. So the Gemara gives two answers. First, ema ad shelo yotzi hayom. The Mishnah should read that Rav Gamliel's advice was to bring whatever was needed to the mavui, not before the tzaduki brought something out, but before Shabbos begins. Because once Shabbos begins, it's going to be usher, since his bitul rishus is worthless. Second, if the Jew publicly violates Shabbos, we view him as a non-Jew and he does not have the ability to be mevatel rishus. If he's only mechal Shabbos b'tzina, then we view him as a Jew and he can be mevatel rishus. Amar Rav Huna, Ezo Yisrael Mumar, Zeshem Echal Shabbos Farasi. Rav Huna defines a Yisrael Mumar, an irreligious Jew, as somebody who violates Shabbos publicly. The Gemara has two suggestions as to what Rav Huna means by this. First, maybe it means that anybody who violates Shabbos publicly is no longer able to be mivatel rishus, and his presence in a mavoi will make it usher unless he rents out his rights just like a non-Jew would have to. And second, maybe Rav Huna meant that somebody who violates Shabbos publicly is suspected of violating every other Avera too. Even though Rabbanan hold that Chashul Dovrech, Lavi Chashul Lukal Torah Kula, somebody suspected of one of there is not necessarily suspected of violating the rest of Torah unless he violates Avodah Zarah, maybe we treat Chol Shabbos like Avodah Zarah. The Braisa seems to prove that Mechal Shabbos Farhesia is considered to have violated Avodah Zarah, because it says that although Poshe Yisrael, people who do Averos, are permitted to bring Karbanos, a Mumer Lenaseich, Ulechal Shabbos Farhesia, somebody pours does Nisuch HaYayin to Avodah Zarah, and someone who's Mechal Shabbos Farhesia cannot offer Karbanos. Apparently we equate the two Avodah Zarah and Chol Shabbos. Zak the Mishnah, Anche Chatzar Shach Chachem Yavloyer Velo Erev Beso Aser. If a member of a Chatzar did not join in the Erev, and is Mvatul Rishus in his portion of the Chatzar, but not in his house, nobody in the Chatzar may carry in or out of this man's house, but everybody may carry throughout the Chatzar. We assume that Mvatul Rishus Chatzar Rishus Beso Lo Batim. Somebody gives up the rights in the chatzer, they may still retain their rights in the house, because some people don't mind living in a house without any chatzer. V'shalahen mutter lo v'lahem. The other people's homes are mutter for everybody, because the fellow who didn't join the Arab is considered a guest of the others. Nasan Roshusan, hu mutter v'hein asurin. If the others who had joined in the Arab gave their rights to the guy who didn't join, so he's the only one who can carry in the chatzer, because we can't consider a group of people to be the guests of a single individual. Hayushnaim Oshin Zalzef. There were two people who failed to join in the Erev, even if after the rest of the residents were Mvatal Rishus to these two, one of them was Mvatal Rishus to the other, they cannot carry, because the person currently being Mvatal Rishus didn't have a right to carry in the Chatzer when the other residents originally were Mvatal Rishus to the two who hadn't joined the Erev. Shnayim Nosan Rishus V'yein Notan Rishus. Even though we do not allow multiple people to receive Rishus, we do allow multiple people to be Mevatel Rishus. That we're not concerned that Asi Levtulilu, that the people become confused and think that it's okay to be Mevatel Rishus to them.